Today we'll be Ezra Hashem be learning Daf Chaf of Masechta Shabbos, which is the last Daf in the first parak, and also begins the second parak. The Gemara will explain the halachas of the Mishnah at the end of Daf Yutes, which said, "Ein tzoylim baser betzal ubeitza el kadesh yitzoylim boidyem." One may not begin roasting, baking, or setting a fire close to Shabbos, which will continue into Shabbos, because of the concern that he might stir the coals or wood on Shabbos to make them burn better, which of course is forbidden on Shabbos. The Gemara will also explain the exceptions to that rule, some of which were mentioned in the Mishnah. The exceptions are meat which is already roasted to the degree of Michael Ben Nisoy by the time Shabbos begins, the Korban Pesach, the special sacrifice of Pesach, the fire that burned in the Beis HaMikdash, which was a room off the Azara in the Beis HaMikdash, where there was a constant fire to warm the Kahana, and a bonfire which is burning well by the time Shabbos begins. The Gemara will also teach that some materials are very flammable, and there is no concern that it will need to stir them. The second parak begins with the Mishnah of Bemem Madlikin, which lists the types of wicks and oils one shall not use for the candles that we light in honor of Shabbos. Since these wicks and oils don't burn well, the fire will not be steady and clear, and the Chacham were concerned that he might adjust the lamp on Shabbos.